is this place?
I brought you here to bury Alan's cat.
Daddy, is church all right?
Why, Judd?
I have my reasons.
I dreamed he got hit by a car and you and Mr. Crandall buried him in the pet cemetery.
What did we do tonight, Judd?
What we did, Lois, was a secret.
May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Has anyone ever buried a person up there?
May the Lord make his face to shine upon you.
You're thinking thoughts best not thought of.
Daddy's gonna do something really bad.
You're thinking of putting him up there. Don't deny the thought hadn't crossed your mind.
Come back to me, Gage. Come back to us.
Pictures presents Stephen King's all-time best-selling tale of horror. Pet Cemetery.
I got a plan in command on your ass, bitch. The little short young niggas is with cash, bitch. You'll be a front blade, nigga, roll that blade up on your ass. So, be the robot, cross the cross and jump up, boo, it's gas, bro. It's a whole lot of demons in my world. Run to a nigga like Cooper Nook, yeah. And what I can tell by the day, it's gonna be a long night. When I take a swipe for your life, my big blade boot tonight. Now I'm like taking Nicky Femi just to kill him. No, before I go and cheat the switches with them Navajo up on the mat in Mississippi. No, can I fucking kick it? You better have the creature before I hit it for you, reach it for
them. These niggas really wanna try to jump up, but they know they gonna catch a couple of my submachine gun fire to their jaws. I keep shit flying through the air. You wanna dare to test me? Pry in the almost nightmare, I wanna break some laws. I practice secret forms of voodoo culture, dead flesh culture, for my pet vultures. Sleeping in the depth of far beyond human measurements, into my private temple in the middle of Mount Everest. Smoking pine as I skydive off of mountains. In my mind, blood scorching high out of the mountains. Counting corpses in my black fortress. In the hallway, painting satanic portraits.
My nigga, the knife and some thug ass fool I never seen in my life. We rolling Bobby's lack with the gold bones and bows. Full green cloth top, sturdy pulling them hoes. The nigga that I didn't know said he had some on the weed. And stopping by the crib so he can get up on some keys. I smell shit in the game as soon as he opened his mouth. We dropped him off the pool, went behind the fucking house. I didn't think shit about it, but some minutes had to pass. Make me really not trust his buster ass. I look around, some just made my ass switch. 20 more niggas dressed just like the bitch. Not taking no chances, I'm knowing it's a sticker. But when we tried to bail, we got blocked by a pickup. Dropping fools, trying to test my paper to see what I'm all about. But speaking too soon, I got blasted when I stepped up out the Cadillac. Vision blur, I see a 9-9, or was I on my back? Seeing a 6-6 up on the street sign. Look, book, slam right into the dirt. Made a U and scoop me as I crawled straight to the curb. My nigga, the knife, let the tick start ripping me from the last hoes who still stood on their feet. And now we can the fuck a battle of a hood that was all wrong. But taking some lives made it right, it was a long night.
Street sweeper 36 Mafia, un peu de horrorcore rap. 36 Mafia, groupe mythique de Memphis. Et avant, on avait écouté Sarcophago, Screeches from the Silence, extrait de l'album The Laws of Scourge. Et j'espère pour vous que vous étiez au Canadian Café cette semaine pour voir l'hommage à Sarcophago avec le groupe Satan Worship et le Fabio Jasco Sarcophago Tribute. Je crois que le nom du groupe, c'était The Laws of Kill, Crush, Destroy, quelque chose comme ça. Voilà, on va poursuivre avec Death SS et Black Violet. Émission spéciale Halloween, on continue dans le thème.
We'll be right back.
Death SS Black and Violet, le groupe cultissime italien qui a inspiré notamment Opera Nonne, Mortuary Drape, Bulldozer, etc., etc. On poursuit avec Black Sabbath, Evil Woman, Don't Play Your Games With Me.
Under the carpet and get things, but I don't think you can really be taught to be an actor. The drive to be an actor is just something you cannot push under the carpet and get rid of. It's there and it will out. You're only a professional in repertory because you're paid. You might still be an amateur actor, but you become professional and you get paid for doing it. And you learn all sorts of tricks in rep, where you're learning one play and playing the one that night. I mean, all you're lucky enough to do is to remember the lines and say them and not trip over the carpet as you go off, you know. So lots of things you have to unlearn, but it does give you the confidence to get on the stage and try and entertain an audience for a couple of hours. So it's all good training. Oh no, it's super. One wants to be in a long run because it's lovely to be associated with success, and you've got to pay the rent and the tax man. But after a fortnight, I feel I just cannot go on repeating it. Again comes to me this spontaneity of acting. I just feel it's like asking to me, and I've done it, mind you, and I admire actors who in plays that run for 4 or 5 years. drive me round the bend. I couldn't do it.
Mother Earth is pregnant for the third time, for y'all have knocked her up. I have tasted the maggots in the mind of the universe. I was not offended, for I knew I had to rise above it all or drown in my own shit.
To share their secrets.
I've been waiting for you boys.
You're invited to share their tales.
Unless, of course, you're scared.
Tales of madness. Ah! Of revenge.
The dolls don't want you there. They want reparation.
Of horror.
He thinks he needs to kill the monster.
Now, your most terrifying nightmare and your most frightening reality are about to meet on the streets.
And this is a trip, homie. I don't need nothing from no house of dead folks, okay?
Death. It comes in many strange packages.
The producer of Menace to Society and executive producer Spike Lee will take you to the outer limits of the inner city.
Welcome!
Tales from the hood. Chill. Or be chilled.
Hey man, I don't need to be hearing this, man.
Written and produced by Darren Scott. Written and directed by Rusty Kunder.
Le bande-annonce de film Tales from the Hood, et juste avant on a écouté Maggot Brain de Funkadelic, toujours un Maggot Brain justement consacré à Halloween, film d'horreur, film d'épouvante, terreur sur la ligne, ambiance mortifère et lugubre. Et avant d'écouter peut-être un petit Brother Lin Chung, nous allons écouter Chant Vaudou du groupe belge Aphrodisiac.
Thank you.
Sweet. Revenge is sweeter.
I'm passing seconds.
Meet Sugar Hill.
No, please.
Not a place, but a brand new face.
My friends call me Sugar.
The foxiest.
Looking for anything special?
Sexiest. Deadliest chick in town. The mob took Sugar's man away. And now, she's gonna make them pay.
I want them dead.
With a voodoo priestess called Mama Matrace.
I know what you can do. The power you possess.
How strong is your hate?
And Baron Samedi, too.
My particular special. A drink that I'm famous for. The zombie.
This is my domain, a kingdom of the dead.
and an army of undead behind her.
Each death has had something to do with voodoo ritual.
There's nothing that sugar can't do.
Use it.
The mob has never seen anything like Sugar Hill and her zombie hitmen.
Yeah.
The Darts, qui était passé au Grand KGB, où il y aura une soirée funk, hip-hop, soul, avec notre ami André. Il faudra que je retrouve la date tout à l'heure. Bref, The Darts, Love You to Death. Et on va écouter Brother Lin Chung, extrait de l'album Season of the Sickness, Lock to the Brain.
In the trunk, I got the Mossberg pumping, about to jack a pump. And when that sickness hits, I'm like a new stage. Watch my back hit the dank, load the gag, make the grade. 12 midnight, my niggas on the stroll. Mr. Doc, Baby Ranch, Brother Lynch, Big Dan. We about to roll, riding deep, hella high, so nigga, peep this. Take your Glock off safety, turn around and hit the street. And when I got the Millie pictured in my head, ain't no stopping, cause the devil said I'm halfway dead. What can I say? Got them evil thoughts. Niggas capping and I'm sideways.
Look to the brain, insane, every day, all day is EBK. Where niggas load they slaps, cause the rivals on their way. Look to the brain, insane, every day, all day is EBK. Where niggas load they slaps, cause the rivals on their way.
Now try to peep this watch, G strike low. Killer roller five and the dips, love to the point. Set tripping after fucking with that sick juice, a fucking pump. 12 rounds of that knock, lock the block.
You down the road.
Yeah, we fucking with them body drops. Stop, hit the lights, there them niggas go. Reach for your flags, your straps, and roll the windows low. Roll slow, these niggas looking like they know it's a hit. They fucking ducking, dodging bullets, damn, I empty the clip. They busting back, trying to hit us from the blind side low. A fucking donut in the 12 gauge pump. Ain't from the window, what's up now, nigga? Yeah, LOC to the point, engage blast equals rest in pain in St. Luke. So a nigga don't give a fuck, it's in the heart. So these rival niggas strike stuck, I let the gauge loose. Damn, I never seen so much blood. It's all for the gang, and the gang shows no love, fool. So if you ever see us rolling through your side, it ain't all good. I suggest you
hide. Insane, every day, all day, it's EBK. When niggas load they straps, cause the rivals on their way.
Come with me deep, see how I'm about to deal with all this backward type bitch shit. Them fools that say they'll kill us, taking hits, not doing shit when they get lit up on they tuck. Some move on with they life, when even left. And since that time, I haven't heard from them. Now that's my low, right? Damn, where'd you go, folks? Remember, we supposed to be the ones with brains this low. So nigga, fuck it, I'll do it like your ass is dead. And touch them niggas with the Mac 11 out of the shell. I'm burning up the village, nigga, life is a bitch. So I set the tags and name on the wall, you fucking snitch. So you make a switch on how you gang banging.
LOC into the brain.
Real lows don't play that way. See, your niggas on the other side, it's best to hit the flow and watch them flesh shredders about to rip your asshole apart. And now what is said and what was said will come to pass from Mr. Doc. Amen. God bless your ass.
Look to the brain, insane, every day, all day in CBK. Where niggas load they straps, cause the rivals on their way. Look to the brain, insane, every day, all day in CBK. Where niggas load they straps, cause the rivals on their way.
See, y'all was standing in the middle of a circle, cause a nigga is trying to jack me with a 9mm to Ruger and a 6D posse. But I ain't going out for a jack move. The only thing on my mind is pulling my 9 and this handling these fools. Now tell me what you busters want with me. They started talking about pockets on the ground. You mean empty my loot out? Your fools must be smoking sherms. But I'll be glad to put my strap up in your face and let some gunpowder burn. Now take a lesson from a Sacktown criminal. I'm standing all alone in the street and talking shit to your circle. And ain't no blasting, y'all must be bluffing. Threw up my sign and grabbed my 9mm tonight and started busting on niggas and watching every motherfucker try to run. That look to the brain got a nigga insane with a fucking empty gun. So I'ma continue to strike and stay alone and maintain my self-pride, cause when I ride it's always look to the brain.
Look to the brain, insane, every day, all day in CBK. Where niggas load they slaps, cause the rivals on their way. Look to the brain, insane, every day, all day in CBK. Where niggas load they straps,
you can't see me for the fact that the inside of my straps in your sight. About to put some slugs in your throat and put your guts in my coat and hit the knife. Drop a sack of endo in my pipe, man. It's EBK every day, all day to the day I hit my grave site. That low to the brain, cause it's all red rum. A couple of hits from the purple split for the work and a fifth of the coke and rum. I have my 12 gauge pump decorating niggas' brains. Nigga nuts and guts is how we get sick, them northern cow slangs. That low to the brain shit ain't no gang, Mr. Gang. Them niggas that kill they mama for some fame. It ain't no thing, it ain't no way. I dump and let them niggas live. Cause where I'm from, we walking up on them, busting them reps up in them niggas' ribs. It's 12 o'clock, full of that split, full of that ammo. In my Glock 9, creeping through your set. Hit the stop sign, sideways busting. I see cack, 24 C's, feel the breeze from the slugs in my 9. Now, rest in peace.
Look to the brain, insane, every day, all day in CBK. Where niggas load them straps, cause the rivals on their way. Look to the brain, insane, every day, all day in CBK.
reste dans le rap, pas dans l'horrorcore, mais le gangsta rap cette fois. Neighborhood Sniper, on ne vous présente pas qui est derrière ce titre.
There's been a long stressful day here at the Los Angeles County Court building here in Dobbin, L.A.
Not the last year.
Oh, here's Mr. King.
Mr. King,
I'd like to say that. I just want to thank Mama
Terman
for helping me out here.
Neighborhood Sniper.
Eazy-E, Neighborhood Sniper. Je crois qu'il y a aussi en renfort Call 87 alias Big Hutch et Cocaine. On poursuit avec Paul Chain, Voyage to Hell. Paul Chain, Voyage to Hell, sur le Paul Chain Violet Theater. Donc Paul Chain, qui a été guitariste dans le groupe Death SS jusqu'en 84, je crois, ou 88, je ne sais plus. Bref, dans le morceau Lock to the Brain de Brother Lynchrunk, sévissait aussi, outre son demi-frère, une rappeuse qui se nomme Zigzag, qui a été sa femme pendant un moment. Donc, extrait de l'album Season of Sickness de 1995. Donc, premier album de Monsieur Brother Lynchrunk, rappeur de Sacktown, Sacramento. On écoute maintenant Psy, Hail or Hail. Make a
blows is a hidden garrison. Face my vision, for you make it come. Celebrate your death, make it biggest. Fear, horror, hell.
Entendez ça, vous savez que ce sont les infos. Alors donc comme je vous disais, au Grand KGB le 20 novembre, ça s'appelle le Groove du Grand KGB. donc à partir de 20h, programmation soul, funk, afrobeat, hip-hop latino, ou latin music, ou hip-hop latino, enfin bref, donc avec MC Andri et DJ Poppy, alors hip-hop à l'envers, plus des guests, donc grande soirée hip-hop par Monsieur Andri. Et sinon, le 13 novembre, au Citizen Bar, DJ Fantôme. Donc c'est ce soir. Et sinon, entre les 25 et 28 novembre, les week-ends hip-hop pour tous. Voilà, donc tout ça, c'est sous l'égide de Monsieur Andri. Alors, ça sera où ça sera où, les week-ends hip-hop pour tous? Il y aura le cinéma, les studios. Il y aura le 25 novembre au Bateau Ivre, le ballet hip-hop avec DJ Fantôme et Beat Mataz. C'est gratuit. Le vendredi 26 novembre, entre 18h30 et minuit, MC et Having Fun au Bateau Ivre encore, donc avec un jeu rap animé par Bash Barrow, un cercle rap avec DJ OG Rask, pardon. Donc c'est gratuit. Le samedi 27 novembre, au Temps Machine, entre 13h45 et 20h, transmission et battles, atelier pédagogique et graffiti, battles DJ, expo, et en plus, il y aura Radio Béton live, et c'est gratuit encore. Le dimanche 28 novembre, entre 10h et 18h, projection et discussion au cinéma Les Studios, avec projection de La Haine, donc de Mathieu Kassovitz, bien sûr. Ensuite, à la MJC de Jouer les Tours, entre 14h et 18h, échange et workshop, atelier de danse hip-hop et party time, atelier locking avec Willio Evan, atelier éveil corporel hip-hop avec Andri, et sans échange, table ronde, passeur culturel avec Hakim Achouche, et 15h30, party time avec l'équipe du week-end hip-hop. Et le 27 novembre, il y a aussi, on rajoute à 17h, une projection du film 8 Mile dans le cadre de la séance jeune. 8 Mile, le film avec. Sur Eminem. Et il y a aussi le concert Busta Flex 3ème œil, Crew to Ball, au Temps Machine à 20h15. C'est le 27 novembre donc. Je crois que c'est entre 12 et 20 euros l'entrée, hein, tout tarif. Tout tarif confondu, c'est-à-dire pré-vente ou pas pré-vente, si vous êtes tout étudiant, chômeur ou pas, voilà. Soit 10 euros, 12 euros, soit 17 euros, 19 euros, 20 euros, il me semble, hein, de mémoire, voilà. Voilà pour les infos. Les infos non prévues, on va dire ça comme ça. Sinon, pour ce qui avait été écrit, donc, triste nouvelle, puisque j'ai appris via le site Crazies Like Knives la disparition de Fabio Naopoli, chanteur du groupe mythique italien Basta, donc groupe Oi de Certaldo, près de Florence. Basta qui avait notamment les morceaux Nessun Pudore, Dissertare. Basta la. Il y en a marre de la poudre, je sais plus le nom. Enfin bref, ils avaient fait un EP qu'on va essayer de retrouver. Le titre du EP, je précise. Hein. Basta con la polvere, voilà. Donc, qu'il repose en paix. Alors, c'était quoi le nom de l'album? Eh bien, on va vous trouver ça tout de suite. Pas du mini-album Non posso sopportare questa sporca situazione. C'était sorti chez Basta Records, Cass Records, le label de chanteur de Nabat, donc Steno. Et donc vous avez les morceaux Nessun Pudore, Dissertare, Non cambierò mai, Basta con la polvere et Chaos. Voilà, EP 5 titres, donc sorti en 84. Basta. Donc le chanteur Fabio Poli repose en paix. Un EP 5 titres à venir en avril 2022 pour le groupe suédois death metal Santinex. Et toujours en matière de death metal suédois, retour d'un groupe en hibernation depuis des lustres. Enfin, leur dernier album était sorti en 2009. C'est Unanimated qui sort l'album Victory in Blood le 3 décembre 2021. un documentaire sur Billy Preston. Ça, c'est une news, thank you. Donc, un documentaire sur Billy Preston, le pianiste et claviériste qui a notamment bossé avec les Beatles, mais aussi Aretha Franklin, Sly Stone, Sam Cooke, Ray Charles. Et aussi, qui était un ami de Arthur Lee et Johnny Eccles du groupe Love. Donc Billy Preston nous avait quitté en 2006, et donc un documentaire sur Billy Preston est en chantier. Get Busy Show revient dès le 14 novembre sur Click TV, ça dure dorénavant 1h30, et le premier invité c'est Dynasty, et ça sera une émission en deux volets. Beyond the Sticks, le groupe de hardcore metal tourangeau, sort son troisième album en 2022 chez WTF Records, le titre c'est Sentence, le titre de l'album. Un nouveau documentaire sur Frantz Fanon intitulé Fanon intemporel, décolonial et universel, réalisé et présenté par l'association Holy One La Caraïbe, sera disponible le 6 décembre 2021. Voilà pour les news. Écoutons Young Gangstas avec le morceau Driven by Revenge.
Yeah. my lap, and then I looked all around. I say, ho, wake up, look, I think I heard a sound. I grabbed the tech as I stood up, then I grabbed four clips, and then I started loading up. I'm thinking in my mind, crazy shit, a nigga must have lived through the hit like a bitch. Well, fuck it, now you gotta die. You come to my hood, it's like committing suicide. I must admit you got heart to come here and try to break a nigga off a big chunk. But I ain't dying tonight on an empty clip. So when your dick hit the dirt, you're full of lead, bitch. I'm in the kitchen, then I heard a gun click. I see the nigga, he's shooting at my girlfriend. I snuck up on him, my girl's hiding under the bed. I took that tech and put that bitch on his head. He was stunned, he knew he was gonna get erased. I put the trigger and his brain splattered in my face. He didn't fall fast enough, then I gave him four. And then that bloody motherfucker hit the fucking floor. Now I'm mad cause my girlfriend's bitching. I bought this bloody motherfucker on my floor twitching. I grabbed a tech just to think this nigga tried to get me, and kept my promise and made that fucking clip empty. Popping non-stop, loading up his fucking chest. A whole clip in his ass, now he put the rest. I took that nigga and I stuck him in the body bag. I drove right behind the store and dumped him in the trash. This is a lesson for those niggas out on their friends. I know the feeling, cause I was driven by revenge.
I'm a big Vincent Price fan. I always have been. He's probably one of the best-known actors probably in the entire world. And we talked with him the last time he was here about being like stereotyped in movies as always the villain, and been most successful at it. And off-screen, when he's not acting, he has a great variety of interests. Art, of course, is one of them. He has a beautiful book called The Treasury of American Art. And his newest film, what would you think the name of this is? Theater of Blood. Is coming out soon. Would you welcome, please, Mr. Vincent Price?
Yes.
Good evening.
Do you get that all the time? Like, that's all you've ever done in motion pictures, which it's not.
I know, no. But, you know, I was so jealous that you had Cass Elliot Day in Baltimore. I've never had Vincent Price Day in St. Louis.
Never?
No, they'd probably hang me from the arch.
Now, when they hear that, I'll bet you 8 to 5, before the week is out, you'll get a letter saying we want to hold a Vincent Price Day in St. Louis. I saw you the other night talking about typecasting. It was a Western.
Yeah.
You played a feudal land baron. Remember that picture?
Dragonwick.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a good picture.
Yeah, it was a good picture. Yeah. And you were nasty and mean and evil.
But lovable.
But cute. Sweet.
I always feel I get the dirty end of the stick, if you'll pardon the expression.
No, I think, we talked about this once on the show, I think the type of thing, and you love doing them.
Yeah, they're great.
You love doing those. It's like, because everybody loves the horror stories and the mystery stuff.
Après Vincent Price, nous allons écouter Psychopathe sur l'album Secret Défense, un morceau interprété par Mr. Hyde, Mr. Frost et Highlander sur la compilation Secret Défense, Messide Connection Tizen Records.
Là, je viens de terminer de lester le corps, tu vois. C'est-à-dire lester le corps, tu dois le remplir de certaines choses. Parce que tu vas savoir que quand tu immerges un corps dans l'eau, il se gonfle d'air, hein, tu vois. Et alors, il a tendance à remonter à la surface. Donc, tu es obligé de le lester afin qu'il coule, hein.
Psycho, put me on. I'm about to lose my mind. I work with a decor in the darkness of night. My back is fucking sick, my remedy's mine. Run before I push on the trigger. Psycho, put me on. I'm about to lose my mind. I work with a decor in the darkness of night. My back is fucking sick, my remedy's mine. Run before I push on the trigger.
Psychopathe, c'est le terme pour qualifier mon état. C'est l'esprit qui l'a dit quand il a vu les vins. De mes victimes, vieux, par mes enfants. Plus c'est faible, plus c'est amusant.
Yo, click, I'm about to move. Every door day I break the news. I don't give a fuck by the way I choose. I don't give a shit, I'm afraid to lose.
Criminel, délinquant, sexuel. Psychopathe, tueur de vieilles violeurs de Bruxelles. J'achète un coup de pelle à la perte de Noël.
For I look in the mirror, all I see is murder and horror. Anyway, I don't care about the way I am. Anyway, it's too late, I'm on my way.
And they're timeless.
Yeah.
They're not dated at all, right?
Well, you know, you get to play such different kinds of parts. I mean, the hero is so dull. You know what I mean, huh?
Yeah, the good guy's always...
Yeah, but the hero's usually a fairly dull, straightforward guy. He's got to be good. But in Theater of Blood, for instance, I play 8 Shakespearean parts. Now, I'm an old Shakespearean ham actor, and I don't win the Critics Circle Award.
So
to get even with them, I kill off all the critics.
One by one.
Yeah, but the lovely thing was, you know, that when the English actors read the plot of the picture, they all wanted to be in it.
On va dire que c'est le marqueur de cette session halloweenienne. Et on poursuit et termine avec Acid, Prince of Fire and Hell. Ou plutôt Prince of Hell and Fire.
Well, the sea. Each concealing a horrendous nightmare that reaches out from the dark world.